Hi everybody, and welcome back to Lost Genre Reddit Stories. This post is from the subreddit Relationships, and it's by user HelpMeThrowAway146. Me, 33 female, and my husband, 34 male, together for 10 years. He is uncomfortable with how often I touch him. Hi Reddit, I have been married to my husband, James, for 4 years, and we were together for 6 years before that. When we started dating, I was very upfront about my libido. I didn't want to pressure him and told him flat out that he should reject sex if he wasn't up for it at any time. No hurt feelings on my part. He jokingly laughed and said he could meet my libido, but after a couple of months and the honeymoon phase was over, he admitted that he couldn't. We've since started this little check-in. It's not on the dot once a month, but every couple of weeks we just check in to see where we're at with everything. We try to communicate everything as it's happening, but sometimes that just doesn't work out. So we made this a casual checkup to talk about stuff. Usually it's about small things like, the last 2 weeks I've had to remind you to do the dishes, or you promised X but it hasn't happened yet, could we make a timeline? It takes the edge off of a serious sit-down, although we have had those too, and builds a time and place where we can discuss minor stuff that we might forget at the moment. For example, I want to talk to you about the dishes but had to run off to work and forgot until you did it again, and now it's built up in my head. Part of the check-in is my initiating sex. He also initiates sex, just less often. My libido is pretty constant and pretty high. James's libido fluctuates a bit more and is more likely to change based on things like stress. So every time we do a quick check, if I'm initiating too often or just enough, or if he'd be comfortable if I did it a little more often. For example, about 2 years ago, James had a really stressful job. Sex was just another stressful thing for him, and he wasn't up for it anyway because of his mood. So we had sex maybe once a week, as communicated. When he finally quit and took a break from working, we had sex almost every day, as communicated. And then we went back to a happy, although fluctuating, medium. This usually works well, but yesterday something went a little weird, I guess. I've been very frisky lately. I'm so in love with my husband, I'm just ready to go whenever. When I wake up next to him, I'm ready. When he comes to bed and his shower wakes me, I'm ready. Throughout the day I see him and I'm ready. He's an amazing man. He's smart and he's handsome and funny and honest, and I could write a novel's worth of things I love about him. I constantly want to be close to him, I constantly want to be intimate, and I constantly want to bump bits because bumping bits feels even better when it's with the person you love. I know he doesn't want me instigating sex that often, but he never had a problem with me being touchy-feely. If we both got work in the morning, I don't want to have sex either, even when I want to, if that makes sense. I'd still like to cuddle and make out and touch him. This is something separate from initiating sex. I can be really touchy and sexual without it being sex. That's never been a problem, although I will admit I've been doing it more often than I used to. It wasn't something that pressured him, by his own admission. It was just my love language. But yesterday, he had a sit-down with me and told me I did stuff like that way too often. I was always touching him and always frisky, and he was a little angry about it even. I explained that it was a genuine reaction to seeing him, and that while I generally tried not to touch him sexually, so rub his arm and not his thigh or pecs or ass, that's because I love him, not to pressure sex. And then I ended the explanation with an apology, that I didn't mean to pressure him or make him feel uncomfortable, and that I'd pay more attention to my actions when I do it and do it less often. I mean, it sucks to have to manage that genuine emotion, but if he's uncomfortable, I'm not gonna continue, you know? But he got a little angrier and said it wasn't about pressuring him. I made him feel objectified, like all I wanted was his body. It felt like a punch to my gut. I'm not constantly touching him because he's some sort of celebrity, A-list hottie. I love my husband and I think he's attractive and want to be intimate with him, but if you guys saw a picture, he's not stereotypically attractive. He's not 6 foot tall, he's not muscular, and he doesn't have those jawlines actors have. He's got a dad bod, and he's a little short, he wears glasses and is balding, and isn't typically attractive, but I love him and I love the way he looks. It's not that he's had a long history of girls dating him just for his looks, and then I'm adding to that with my behavior. I'm not touching him to feel his six-pack that he doesn't have. I'm not touching him because I want physical touch with this amazing man. I'm not solely attracted to his body or ass or whatever. A huge part of my attraction to him is who he is. I would bet this man, no matter what, he could be 70 and wrinkly and bald and wearing ugly clothes, and I still go to town on him. I can't imagine him doing anything to his appearance or body, barring extreme unhealthy neglect, that would make me less attracted to him. And he knows my history with that word specifically, some stuff in university. He's aware of it. So it kind of hurts that he'd use it. It's not that he's not allowed to feel that way because of my history, but he knows what that word means to me, and if he feels that way, that's a huge problem to me. It needs to be fixed. I can touch him less and be less frisky. That's a compromise I'll have to make. But if he feels that way, I'm not sure what I can do to make him stop feeling that way. And it sucks that I have to rein in doing this when it was never a problem before. He always welcomed it and even noted when I did it less. But now it's become a problem. It's going to take time for me to adjust to doing this, and I'll have to get used to expressing my love in other ways. But he was genuinely kind of angry during the entire exchange, and that's new. I want to do something, take extra steps besides just stopping to make him feel better. I want to sit down again and talk, but for the first time since I've ever met him, I'm not sure how to start or what to say. It's going to take genuine effort for me to ramp back my touchy-feeliness, and I know I'm not gonna get it right immediately in the short term. I want to maybe go out for a nice dinner or buy a gift or something. I want a gesture that communicates that I never meant to make him feel this way. Any suggestions? Well, OP, so if I'm understanding correctly, the real problem here is that your husband feels objectified because you constantly want to touch him. And you want to touch him because you feel immensely attracted to the person that he is. You've told him this, you've tried to control your urges, but he still feels objectified. Additionally, from what I gather, you have some sort of problem with this word because of your background or because something happened in university. Maybe you were objectified, I don't think I got that correctly. But I'm going to assume that is what happened. Now, as a suggestion, I don't think I'm gonna give you anything new because you've said it right in your last sentence. You want to maybe go out for dinner or buy a gift or something. Now, I'm not saying that that's what you have to do, but those are other ways to show love. Now, within your post, you mentioned love language, and I think that's exactly the problem here. You guys have two different love languages. On one hand, you show your love physically, by touching, by kissing, by hugging, you know, contact. I don't know how your husband expresses his love or how he wants to receive it, but that's something that you need to try to figure out. And that's where going out to dinner or buying a gift may be another way to express your love. He may want FaceTime or he may want some sort of recognition. I don't know, that's incredibly personal and that's something that you and your husband need to talk about. And what do you guys think about this whole situation, or what would you do if you were in OP's shoes? Let me know in the comment section, and now let's move on to the community comments to see what they said. My Graith says, do you show love in other ways? It can be a bit much when a partner is constantly touchy. Not even sexual touch, just touch all the time. But it's so hard to bring it up without hurt feelings. Try ramping up compliments, appreciation, and cutting physical down a bit. And Opie responds, I do compliment him with words, but when it comes to showing appreciation for things, like if he cooks or helps me with something, I'm more likely to hug him than to compliment him or thank him verbally. I like this idea. I will definitely start complimenting him more with words, instead of relying on touching to get appreciation across. Thank you. HateTank91 says, my wife is similar, always initiating contact. If my hand is out and we are walking, her hand is in it. If my hand is in my pocket, her arm is hooked in mine. In bed, she lays up against me. Sometimes I just want to breathe. Sometimes I just want to get my phone out of my pocket. Sometimes I just want to step left or right and not be dragging someone with me or having someone underfoot. Sometimes it just seems suffocating. And Opie responds, thank you for your comment. I would never experience his touch this way, but well, I'm the one doing the touching. He talks about objectification, not suffocation, but still. Would you prefer your wife show love in different ways or the same way, just less often? Obviously, I'm going to ask my husband this too, since his answer might differ from yours. But I'm curious, and any input helps. Lordika says, perhaps he needs his personal space. I know I have a touch limit for any day, and after that, being touched is like fingernails on a chalkboard. And OP responds, your description kind of made me laugh. This might be a part of it. Another comment likened it to being like a cat. Additional information from OP's comments. We've both always been touchy people, but he's always been less touchy. He never minded it until now, but even if the change is abrupt, I still need to change with him. I'll have to think hard about what language he uses and read up on love languages. He's not a gift giver for sure. Also, as far as I know, he isn't stressed at all. He's actually really happy with his current job and a lot more relaxed. But maybe it's something smaller, non-job related, and that's why he got a little angry during our discussion. I'll have to address it with him, alongside other stuff. And just to be clear, I don't feel unloved or unwanted or unworthy of him. My touching him is because it's the opposite. I know he's not Adonis, but he's damn amazing and I love him. I want to touch him because he's an amazing man who makes me feel loved and worthy and good, and I am not interested in opening up the relationship or even having a three-way closed relationship. I have a high libido, but my needs are being met. The sex we do have is good, and I've never had a problem meeting my own sexual needs when he cannot. It's not really about the sex though, it's about his, kind of abrupt, reaction to my touching him. Anyway, you guys are right. Even if my motive isn't overly sexual, if it doesn't translate that way for him and ends up stressing him out because it comes across as aggressive cuddles, I don't aim for that. But I think maybe that's how it came across, and it would definitely explain why he was a bit angry. So if his feelings towards my touching have changed, then I'm going to have to change the way I express it alongside that. Also, I don't think therapy is ever a bad idea, but I think suggesting couples counseling therapy would be a bit of an exaggeration for the problem we're currently dealing with. And I'm definitely going to be asking him about him feeling objectified. What I'm not sure about is if that feeling goes away or not. It's not an at-the-moment kind of feeling, it's the sort of thing that builds up. If he's at a point where he feels objectified, I'm afraid that I already went too far over a long period of time. At least, in my experience, if he feels objectified, a problem has built up over time. Changing the way I love or interact with him will stop the problem from getting worse, but will it get rid of that buildup? Alright, well, the community gave OP a lot to think about, and apparently it did help out because OP had a lot to say and some follow-up questions, but the overall thing is that she kind of understands is a love language thing. So now it's time that we move on to the update to see how this story ends, but of course before that, here's another one of my playlists for you to enjoy after this video. Now, let's move on with the update. Hi Reddit, I didn't expect my post to get nearly as big as I thought it would be. I went into it trying to reply to everyone because I expected a handful of comments. I tried replying to as many of you as possible, but I did miss some. I'm sorry. Besides a particular comment that accused me of sexually assaulting my husband, which has since been deleted, most of you guys really had helpful responses and anecdotes. I really appreciate that everyone took time out of their day to read through my post and give me advice. On to the update. This feels a little messy because I'm having trouble organizing my thoughts and I apologize, but this update did not go as I expected. A commenter said that it sounded as if my husband was directing his emotions about unrelated issues onto me. I replied to be polite, but honestly, kind of put it out of my mind. My husband has never really done anything of the sort and I have no reason to suspect he would do that now. Well, turns out that the commenter is clairvoyant. It turns out my husband's mother has been diagnosed with a medical issue and does not have very long to live. She was initially in the hospital about 2 weeks before my post, which I knew. What I didn't know is that the doctors found some things that gave her a very short life expectancy. They weren't sure what the problem was, but they knew what the problem would lead to. I and my husband's siblings were told it wasn't a big deal. my mother-in-law didn't want any of her kids to know until she was diagnosed properly with the real source of her issues. My father-in-law went against her wishes and told my husband, who convinced my father-in-law not to tell any of his other children. He also didn't tell me, out of respect for his mother's wishes, until a couple of days after my post. So obviously, my husband had been going through a lot of emotional things that he didn't share with me out of respect for his dying mother. He felt he couldn't disrespect her wishes after his father already did, so his worry and his inability to lean on me for support culminated in him struggling emotionally, which led to our minor argument. We have been discussing that our communication suffered and that it led to the conversation about which I asked for advice. That really hurt and isn't a good habit to have in a relationship. My husband had never done anything like this before, and he was quick to own up to his responsibility for this. We've mostly been dealing with my mother-in-law and trying to make her comfortable and happy, but we have spoken a little about what my post was about. As I said in my post, usually my touching wasn't too much for him at all, but if my touching is just too much right now because of everything else going on, that still needs to be addressed. My husband admitted that he usually loved it, but right now it felt like he was being overloaded with stuff and my touching contributed to that. He also admitted that he didn't communicate that properly. We agreed that my husband would practice being more upfront and immediate about any discomfort I might bring if I helped him along by more regularly asking boundary questions when I do touch him, which I will, of course, by reining in until he communicates that that can change. We ended up agreeing that diversifying the way we show love would never be a bad thing. I showed him my post and we want to look through the love language stuff and communicate better about everything that I, and your advice, brought up in the post. However, right now, we're focusing on his mother, so we haven't gone into it as deeply as we'd like. So, a lot of what's in my post is a problem, but not as big of a problem as my husband initially made it seem, and potentially it might be temporary or it might not be. I'm just happy my husband and I are communicating again, so we can tackle everything as a team. We will still be looking through all of your great advice, but right now, it's just not a priority. Thank you guys again. It's only one update per post, so I won't be able to update further along in the future when we're more actively putting all your advice into practice, but I hope this update suffices. Well, OP, it works for me, and even though your mother-in-law is going through a tough time, I'm gonna call this a happy update for the two of you because you understood that communication is always the most important thing between the couple. So here's wishing that your mother-in-law is comfortable for the remaining time and surrounded by love, and that you and your husband keep communicating the way you're now doing. Thank you so much for sharing, OP, and all the best in the future. Now, let's finish this video with a mood booster post. This post is from the subreddit Malicious Compliance, and it's by user Russian Anna B. My boyfriend gave himself an allergic reaction to get rid of his boss. Not my story, but my boyfriend's. He doesn't like writing, but we've been listening to a lot of Reddit stories, and this story came up. His family confirmed this happened, so it's not made up. When my boyfriend, Jake, was 19, he had a job at a smoothie shop. He worked with three other people and his boss. We'll call him Michael. Jake's one stipulation before getting his job was that he not work with peanut butter since he is allergic. He'll break out into hives and if ingested, his throat will swell. Not bad enough for an EpiPen, but bad enough to need Benadryl. At this job, they made protein balls and it was made with peanut butter. One day, during a rush, Jake was at the sink when Michael threw a big bowl of leftover peanut butter in the sink and told Jake to wash it. Jake argued and told him that he can't touch it and that he'd have a breakout. Michael argued with him and told him to do it. So Jake, being the stubborn bastard he is, said, "Okay, fine." Roughly 5 minutes later, Jake's hands and arms were covered in hives. So once his arms had visible hives, he took a picture and sent it to the work group chat the owners were in, saying, "Can someone cover my shift? I'm a tad under the weather," with pictures of his hands. He walked out before anyone responded. Someone covered his shift and the owners came in with the girl who covered the rest of his shift to yell at Michael. The next day, the girl told Jake about Michael getting chewed out by the owners. The owners called Jake and apologized for what happened. Long story short, that along with stealing money from the registers and being crappy with the high school girls, Michael was fired. Jake quit shortly after, just because. Wow, Opie, I gotta say, it was a good malicious compliance, but it was a huge risk on Jake's side, I'd say. Even though it's not EpiPen worthy, allergies can sometimes get out of hand. In any case, he did do what he was told, and then Michael got fired. Good. Thanks for sharing, Opie. And that's it for today's video. Thank you so much for taking the time to watch it. Now, if you've gotten to this point in the video, I assume that you like these stories that I'm reading out, so here are a couple more that you might enjoy. And if you don't have any time to watch another story right now, save it for later. And also, don't forget to hit that subscribe button.